What parents should know about childhood trauma. If your child has been through a traumatic experience, as a parent, your foremost thought is probably restoring her sense of safety and emotional security. While these instincts are correct, it's important to also understand that the aftermath of trauma is complex and often challenging to manage. Without a solid understanding of the many ways trauma can affect children, you may misinterpret your child's behavior and react with frustration or anxiety. You may also inadvertently take actions that impede your child's recovery. In the guide below, we'll discuss the nature of trauma, the way traumatic experiences impact child development, and the best ways to help your child recover. What is trauma? Trauma comes in many different forms, but it's always marked by an intense emotional response to an event that is either extremely threatening or directly injurious, either physically or emotionally. Kids can be traumatized by events that happen to them and by events that happen to people very close to them, particularly their caregivers. In some cases, trauma is acute, caused by a single extreme event, but it can also be cumulative, caused by multiple events, e.g., repeated episodes of emotional abuse. Though trauma is usually associated with abuse, physical, sexual, or emotional or parental neglect, there are many other potential causes of this condition, such as being separated from parents, caregivers, enduring extreme poverty, such as chronic hunger or homelessness, being severely bullied, witnessing animal abuse, living through a natural disaster or accident, being placed in foster care, having a parent with addiction issues. How does untreated trauma affect kids? Trauma is especially damaging to young brains. When a child experiences trauma, it overwhelms the brain's ability to cope, which can profoundly disrupt the development of normal, healthy coping skills. Trauma also changes how kids perceive and respond to the world around them. Not all children react to trauma the same way, and some kids are more naturally resilient than others, but it's common for traumatized kids to experience at least some long-term effects. These may include the inability to control how their bodies react to stress, e.g., anxiety attacks, numerous somatic complaints, and an increased risk of certain medical conditions, such as obesity and diabetes. Difficulties with learning, memory, and concentration that are not related to a learning disability. Mental rigidity, problems switching from one thought, feeling, or activity to another. Impaired emotional regulation skills, such as poor impulse control and mood swings. Increased risk of anxiety, depression, and suicide. Relationship problems and difficulty forming attachments, even to caregivers. Inability to trust. Aggression issues. Increased risk of developing substance abuse disorder. The impact of trauma is often strongly influenced by the following factors. Age. The younger a child is when he experiences trauma, the more vulnerable he is to developing long-term complications. Even infants can be affected by trauma, despite lacking clear memories of the event they experienced. How often the harmful event occurred. Multiple harmful events typically do more damage to the brain than single events. How the child perceived the event. Events that feel extremely threatening are more likely to leave a lasting impact. The child's support network. Kids who have strong, positive relationships with their caregivers bounce back better than kids who lack a solid support structure. Not only do supported children feel more secure, they've generally been taught better coping skills. The child's personality and level of physical and mental ability. Kids who are physically and mentally able, with a strong self-esteem and good coping skills, typically bounce back more quickly from damaging events. Children who are very sensitive, have a low self-esteem, or who are already dealing with physical or mental health issues, struggle more profoundly with trauma. What are the signs of trauma? Children who have been through a traumatic event aren't always open about their experiences. They might stay quiet because they feel ashamed, because they're scared of being punished, or because their abuser has threatened them into saying nothing. For this reason, it's important to be able to recognize the signs that a child has been through a traumatic experience. Kids often exhibit different symptoms of trauma depending on which age group they fall into, but there is some variability in this area. Trauma can cause kids to regress, meaning that an older child may display the symptoms and coping strategies of a much younger child. A child's intelligence and the presence of learning or developmental disorders can also cause him to display symptoms that don't align with his physical age. Signs of trauma in kids under 5. Irritability, fussiness in infants. Jumpiness or being difficult to soothe. Tantrums that are very frequent and severe. Extreme separation anxiety, reluctance to explore. Unusually high or low energy levels. Repeatedly reenacting traumatic events during play. Developmental delays that cannot be otherwise explained. Sign of trauma in kids aged 6-12. Attentional issues that are unrelated to another condition, such as ADHD. Being unusually quiet or withdrawn. Experiencing frequent episodes of sadness and/or crying. The child often expresses frightening or distressing ideas or feelings. There is a sudden and unexplained decline in the child's academic performance. Difficulty switching between activities. Frequent fighting or being disruptive at school. Significant changes in the child's eating or sleeping habits that last longer than 2 weeks. Repeated somatic complaints, such as phantom headaches and stomach aches, that cannot be medically explained. Regression, e.g., the child begins to wet his bed, suck his thumb, or fear the dark again. Signs of trauma in teens. Denial, refusing to discuss what happened. Fixation, being unable to focus on anything other than the traumatic experience. Recurring, severe episodes of defiance. Fatigue, nightmares, and sleep changes, sleeping much more or much less than his peers. Engaging in risky behaviors, such as dangerous driving, unsafe sex, running away from home, breaking the law, self-harm, or substance use. Social withdrawal, refusing to spend time with friends. Aggressive behavior, such as fighting. These signs do not always indicate the presence of trauma. Some of them can be confused with normal developmental challenges or the symptoms of other conditions. Trauma should be suspected when a child displays multiple symptoms over a long period of time, especially if caring, patient guidance is slow to alter his behavior. However, only consulting a mental health professional can either confirm or rule out the presence of trauma. It's also important to be aware that the symptoms of trauma can overlap with those of mental illnesses, and experiencing trauma may increase your child's risk of developing other mental health conditions. Research shows that children who have been through severe trauma are more likely to receive a diagnosis of ADHD, depression, anxiety, oppositional defiant disorder, or intermittent explosive disorder. In many cases, receiving professional treatment for trauma can lessen the severity of these conditions and prevent over-reliance on medication.